Third Book, Psalms 73 to 89. Psalm 73, The Trial of the Just. A Psalm of Asaph. How good God is to the upright, the Lord to those who are clean of heart. But as for me, I lost my balance, my feet all but slipped, because I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they suffer no pain, their bodies are healthy and sleek. They are free of the burdens of life. They are not afflicted like others. Thus pride adorns them as a necklace. Violence clothes them as a robe. Out of their stupidity comes sin. Evil thoughts flood their hearts. They scoff and spout their malice. From on high they utter threats. They set their mouths against the heavens. Their tongues roam the earth. So my people turn to them and drink deeply of their words. They say, "Does God really know? Does the Most High have any knowledge?" Such, then, are the wicked, always carefree, increasing their wealth. Is it in vain that I have kept my heart clean, washed my hands in innocence? For I am afflicted day after day, chastised every morning. Had I thought, "I will speak as they do," I would have betrayed your people. Though I tried to understand all this, it was too difficult for me, till I entered the sanctuary of God and came to understand their end. You set them, indeed, on a slippery road. You hurl them down to ruin. How suddenly they are devastated, undone by disasters forever. They are like a dream after waking, Lord, dismissed like shadows when you arise. Since my heart was embittered and my soul deeply wounded, I was stupid and could not understand. I was like a brute beast in your presence. Yet I am always with you. You take hold of my right hand. With your counsel you guide me, and at the end receive me with honor. Whom else have I in the heavens? None beside you delights me on earth. Though my flesh and my heart fail, God is the rock of my heart, my portion forever. But those who are far from you perish. You destroy those unfaithful to you. As for me, to be near God is my good, to make the Lord God my refuge. I shall declare all your works in the gates of daughter Zion.